Showtime, star time. Yeah, it's a www.caribbeanradioshow.com. We got it good to go. Dr. F, let them know so the girls them love it nice and mellow. Selfish show. Hey, you live the life you love. You love the life you live. Any music you want, Dr. F will give. Ooh-wee. Greetings, Dr. F brings from Jah to all ragamuffins who rock it and swing. Greetings, Dr. F brings from Jah both Jah to all Caribbean lovers who win for all the diamonds and the money and pearls. Dr. F will keep playing reggae around the world. No matter what the price, when music is nice, all your little streaming rock is tonight. Well, oh, greetings, Dr. F brings from Jah to all ragamuffins. Ooh, ooh, greetings, Dr. F brings from Jah. Definitely, we got it like that. It's www.Caribbean Radio Show with Dr. F. Surfing show, the girls still love it so. Keep it nice and mellow. Yeah, this is our friend representing. Pick up yourself, Dr. F. Give it to them, Sensei.
Tell me why, whoa, tell me why. Hi.
Yeah, man. The call is for the ganja version. Yo, yo, Mr. Junkie.
I'm drunk again.
Hi.
I'm drinking. I'm smoking.
Drinking.
I'm drinking.
Drinking.
I'm smoking.
Hi.
Me have a big split from me call it water. Me have another one just smoke from me cholera. Call it from my tell him to bring it by the side.
Call Joe Joe because you know you got
I'm smoking weed and backwood. Purple hair flip me hot full.
Bubble on the walk, laugh, boy. You want to come in at the dance, knock, laugh.
Me under me weed and backwood. Purple hair flip me hot full.
Bubble on the walk, laugh, boy. You want to come in at the dance, knock, laugh.
You want to know what I'm
man such as Jacob Miller, a man who fight musically for the freedom of the herbs.
From center, it comes to you, the best kind of weed you ever drew. So why should you run and hide from the red field, the blue field, the coffee close to you? Yeah. I had to lick weed in a bush room. I had to lick pipe in a garden. We want to come out in the open, where the breeze can blow it so far away, to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west.
Strictly lambs, bread, calibre.
get a big stripe. Look over there. They have a black and white car with a big siren, ready to lock up Rasta just for us.
All over me, Babylon just all over me. Then the ramp with me, I Indian, you know, like ganja man. But we bring the foreign currency from the island. To Babylon, nobody charge me, sir. To Babylon, nobody charge me, sir. One fuck on my lip, I see a flood, me start speak. To Babylon, nobody charge me, sir. Oh, no. Good evening to you, those of you on with me on the F-Book.
And those of you, ew, Mr. Zuckerberg, I know you want some. We got to make something special for you. You know what I'm saying? Those of you are on Ustream, thank you so much for joining. Those of you who'd be listening in archives, this one is for you.
Babylon, them thief my herb, them thief my herb. Babylon, them thief my herb, them thief my herb.
20 pound a weed in a cheap black scandal bag. You sit in a bamba crony head a black rag. Who are the thugs? Them with and butter Long Beach. Them load it and leave before policeman them reach. Yo, herbalist, high grade specialist. Export green starch, import green cash. We love a big house, so the money gets washed. Your anvil is no more jealous, no rush.
Babylon, them thief my herb, them thief my herb. Babylon, them thief my herb, them thief my herb. Babylon, them thief my herb, them thief my herb. Babylon, them thief my herb, them thief my herb.
Them packed between a Gucci brown sack. West Mall and pass to Kingston Airport. Deliver to Pilot and Chestnut Depart. Yo, herbalist, high grade specialist. Export green starch, import green cash. Fire escalator so the money get washed. Your anvil electric, no more jealous, no rush.
Babylon, them thief my herb, them thief my herb. Babylon, them thief my herb, them thief my herb. Babylon, them thief my herb, them thief my herb. Babylon, them thief my herb, them thief my herb.
CIA and FBI, them have high bio. Money in a envelope, pick up the blue suit. Run out your backyard and landscape to run. Me never hear no man that run faster than gun. Herbalist, high grade specialist. Export green stash, import green cash. Fill up a go-go, so the money get washed. Your auntie like sleep, no more callous, no rat like in your. Herbalist, high grade specialist. Export green stash, import green cash. Buy no boom boom, so the money get washed. Your auntie like sleep, no more callous, no rat.
Babylon, then thief my herb, then thief my herb. Babylon, then thief my herb, then thief my herb.
Babylon, thief the man herb, and of course, you know, the wicked, wicked Bobby Wrong. I want to say a big love to my sister Camille, and this one is just specially prepared for you.
Empress, look what I brought for you. Marijuana glisten in the morning dew. She put her lips to my blunt and kiss it. No excuse when she rolls, she's safe. For she don't even care if it's smudge, no lipstick. Now I refuse, that's a hoe she rape. She makes sure I have some breeze with it when I sip it. Then she roll off and roll off my tang. And make me know that anyhow I put it in my lyrics. Then only some girls gon' comprehend. No, she not agree with them policies. No, she burn her trees. No apologies, never needed. On her property, no, it never cease. So she get her peace and her release when she weeded. Like it when it's cure, but she have a pre-prefer when it green. And more THC when she's steaming. When me go country and me come back in, she not ask a thing, cause she know what me bring. She put her lips to my blunt and kiss it.
No excuse when she smokes, she's safe. For she don't even care if it's smudge, no lipstick set. Now I refuse, that's a hoe she rape. She makes sure I have some greens with it when I have some greens with it when I have some greens with it when I sip it. Make sure I have some greens with it when I have some greens with it when I have some greens with it when I. Oh, she loves my herb etiquette. How I roll it up so delicate. How I not take a drop before she gets a hit. Home driving from far, me alone on the road. As I move with my lights and my music with. The thoughts of you just waiting make me reach home safely. Navigate me, baby, I know it's on your brain. When you hear these statements and this message placement, no need to explain what I say. She puts her lips to my blunt and kisses. No excuse when she smokes, she's safe. For she don't even care if it's much, no lipstick. Now I refuse, that's a hoe she rape. She makes sure I have some greens with it when I have some greens with it when I have some greens with it when I. Make sure I have some greens with it when I have some greens with it when I have some greens with it when I. So now she says she grown up and she growing her own from the grown up. From the seed to the stalk till the pone drop. I know what me make the month when I show up. Then I sit still as I inhale. The surplus is not for sale. Its purpose is much more real. So courteous with how she deal it. But it increase her feeling when I me peel it. She wet it and seal it. Put her lips to my blunt and kiss it. No excuse when she rolls, she slip. For she don't even care if it's much, no lipstick. Now I refuse, that's a hoe she rip. She makes sure I have some greens with it when I have some greens with it when I have some greens with it when I sip it. Make sure I have some greens with it when I have some greens with it when I have some greens with it when I. Empress of what I brought for you. I wanna glisten in the morning, you. Empress, look what I brought for you. Marijuana glistening, marijuana glistening, glistening, glistening.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. That one specially goes out to this, my sister Camille. What you doing, girl? What you doing? Oh my goodness! Especially going out to all the folks who kind of take the tree for some medicinal purpose. This is what this is for, medicine, medicine. Hey, you know, depends on the kind of ailment you have. You probably want some of this.
Whoa! Hey!
But we
country from the island.
Oh, yeah.
To Babylon, nobody charge me, sir.
Oh, no.
To Babylon, nobody charge me, sir. One breath on my lip, I fear blood me start speak. To Babylon, nobody charge me, sir.
Oh, no. Need. No. What?
All over me, Babylon, just all over me. All over me, Babylon, just all over me.
Well, them say them a blame it on the alcohol. Well, you don't know what the other them a blame it on already.
Hey, and when we say, blame it on the skunk, the drone and the haze. Blame it on the grape that we smoke every day. Blame it on the weed. Blame it on the weed. Hey, she said she don't really smoke, smoke. Hey, but tonight she will smoke it. Hey, she had a long hard day and she just want bun from Joe and feel easy. She said, look what I can do. She been asleep that long like a bamboo. She took one pull and spread her legs. Then I can just be sinking. Five dust are sinking. When my water boom drop, she had them linking. We have the push so we can't go wrong. Like Michael Phelps, we are not smoke the bomb. Pull another cup up, the weed done cut up. We're not leaving till everybody fucked up. Just blaze the lighters in the sky. Blame it on the sun, the drone and the haze. Blame it on the grain that we smoke every day. Blame it on the weed. Blame it on the weed. Blame it on the pot, the real blueberry. Blame it on the song of the world, Miss Mary. Blame it on the weed. Blame it on the weed. Now me know the just by the look, them know say I'm Marshall, write the weed book. Ayy, me say me smoke when me wanna, the high grade marijuana. Ayy, people listen to the drama. Weed make Chris get mad with Rihanna. Ayy, not guilty, your honor. Yardy, we have the weed banner. Ha. The song called we burn, not the highest grade, ain't no lie, no lie. The grades that we burn, put us in the goddamn sky, sky. The grades and we burn at the highest grade song. No lie, no lie. I blame it on the skunk, the show and the haze. Blame it on the grades that we smoke every day. Blame it on the weed. Blame it on the weed. Blame it on the pot, the real blueberry. Northern lights skunk off the world, place merry. Blame it on the weed.
I'm Get hustling, get hustling. Oh yeah. Get hustling, get hustling. With a 100 weight of Cali weed coming from Santa, Santa. 100 weight of Cali weed coming from Santa, Santa. The speed limit was 35, was doing 55. See a Babylon child draw out on me, we start to speed on corners, just like we are the devil. Couldn't keep up with me, cause me too hard, with a 100 weight of Cali weed. Coming from Santa, Santa. 100 weight of Cali weed. Coming from Santa, Santa. Can't afford to get arrested, 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 arrested. Lord, I don't have no papers on me, on me. Can't deal with no time, don't a GP, GP. I've got to make a clean break. Can't take no check now, with a 100 weight of Cali weed. Coming from Santa, Santa. 100 weight of Cali weed. Coming from Santa, Santa. They set up a roadblock, roadblock. And man you know, I just can't stop, can't stop. The cops they start to chase, bust up some shots, some shots. But man I've got to make it away, away. With a 100 weight of Cali weed, coming from same time. Santa, 100 weight of Cali weed, coming from Santa, Santa. The dreadlocks are waiting in the city, just to get a draw me her, man, I see the flashing lights, coming, coming, now tell me now. Tell me now what I'm gonna do. What I'm gonna do now.
Where we planes used to land. In comfy by Cali, 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 Cali. In comfy by Cali, 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 Cali. In comfy by Cali, 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 Cali. Tell me you come Cali, 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 Cali. We chills are gone now. Can't blame the sun. Raided by soldiers, caught up in Babylon. Since time began, medi 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 medi.
Cali, 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 tourists and native, almost everyone. Ask your old grandma or even Dr. Man. Medicali, Cali, 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 Medi, 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 Cali, 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 Medi, 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 Cali, Pindu, Viola, Cali, Cali, Cali.
Titus King Letiu Whittle. Big love to you. How you doing, my brother? How you doing? Making sure that all the music is out there going for you. Big love to I81 first. My sister Camille out there, you know, we making something for you, especially for you. Jenny, my darling, you got to get a nice little one. Just a nice little one. Then let's see how that works on you, and we'll come back and make some adjustments. I want to say a big, big love to all of you out there on the Big F Book listening in. Those of you on Ustream, WW, those of you on the switchboard. Sugar D over there in Switzerland. Oh, no. I know, no, I'm not going to give you a lot, you know, just a little bit. Just a little bit, that's okay. What is that? Big love to Sergeant Walker over there in Italy. Big love to you, Italia. Wonderful. Sister Lisa in China, thank you so much for coming on. This one is for you, Mr. Asha himself, Marlon Asha.
Ganja planter, call me the ganja farmer. Deep down in the earth, me put the ganja. Babylon come light it at us, I am your chant. Yes, I'm a ganja planter, call me the ganja farmer. Deep down in the earth, me put the ganja. Babylon come. Big stinking helicopter flow through the air. With them calling, them call it weed eater. Them never did it when me was out in water, or when me did them blind fertilizer. Yet out of the sky them spitting fire, and I'm a little youth man with a hot temper. Me dig up me stinking rocket launcher, and in all the air this was the helicopter me a chance. So I'm a ganja planter, call me the ganja farmer. Deep down in the earth me put the ganja. Babylon come a lot in a tap, I am your chant. Yes, I'm a ganja planter. Call me the ganja farmer. Deep down in the earth, to me put the ganja. Babylon come, yeah, true no man. True judge a blessed, I with no for good vibes, man. And true me of the hardest, it's a ganja in the land. Make doctors get no meditation, and so them could I give it to them sick patients. Make chemists get no meditation, and so them could have brew new medication. Make singers get some inspiration, and so them could have spread your message from the land ya chant. Yes, I'm a ganja planter, call me the ganja farmer. Deep down in the earth, me put the ganja. Babylon come a light it at a fire me a chant. Yes, I'm a ganja planter, call me the ganja farmer. Deep down in the earth, me put the ganja. Babylon come, watch out. come and say ganja, 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 ganja. If you don't want to call it, then call it sensaminia. If you don't want to call it, then call it marijuana. If you don't want to call it, then call it the indica. And from me bonnet in a chalice or a sheet of paper. Lord, say me love me ganja. Some ganja planter. Call me the ganja farmer. Deep down in the earth, me put the ganja. Babylon, come on, light it at a fire, me a cannon. Yes, I'm a ganja planter. Call me the ganja farmer. Deep down in the earth, me put the ganja. Babylon, come. Well, it's like 10,000 Babylon in one blue van. Wako, Chefa and the small, it's yam ganja land. 10,000 Babylon in one blue van. Wako, Chefa and the small. Ganja planter, call me the farmer. Deep down in the earth, me put the ganja. Full oil, me ganja, ganja, me ganja. Load the ganja, ganja, ganja. Me ganja, ganja.
Wagwan, well, big man.
Rastafari, you know it's Chesedek there.
Yeah, right? Man.
This is Irie Heights production.
Yeah, man.
Right here in the Bobby Digital Studio. It's in the making.
Yeah.
Rastafari.
Her tree grow like flowers on the yard. Till them say, why, Papa Jesse, you're the real herb. Lord, let me burn the ganja, burn the ganja, burn the ganja real hard. Bad things up, mommy, jam, bad a ball. But me say, me can't get the bad a race and none at all. So me burn the ganja, burn the ganja, burn the ganja real hard. Me got herb in a me chalice vice, herb in a me tea, herb in a me system, chemically free, organically, medically proven to me. The perfect solution, the whole of me deal. He say indoor, outdoor, tell the farmer plant more. Legalize the herb for the people, them poor. Hot full of herb up a hilltop of one tour. Herb TikTok say all about on the floor. Herb grow like flowers on me yard. Tell them say why Papa tells me you're the real herb. Lord, let me burn the ganja, burn the ganja, burn the ganja real hard. Bad things up, mommy can't bad a ball. Me bun the ganja, bun the ganja, bun the ganja real hard. Hey, herb a fi bun, chalice a fi light. Yeah, get a herb with no an appetite. Babylon just right, park funny bike. Nah, that's where me weed, for me no say that no right. Them can't lock me up, it's because a big fight. Me nah go a jail, not even fi a night. Them kill Peter, just him a the real sacrifice. Just a man a bun the herb a whole a hype. And them say, why, Papa, they say, you're the real herb. Lord, tell me, bun the ganja, bun the ganja, bun the ganja real hard. Bad things up, mommy, can't bad a ball. Tell you, tell me, can't take the blood, see it, and you're not all. So me, bun the ganja, bun the ganja, bun the ganja real hard. Want some man, want some man now. To free my mind, let go that the Lord. Babylon city not to find. You will search, you'll never find. Only the herb that could herb every time. Pick up that dirt, put that seed. Air and water and the sunshine. Herb tree grow like flowers on the yard. Till them say, oh, Papa, this is the real herb. Lord, tell me, bun the ganja, bun the ganja, bun the ganja real hard. Bad things that mommy can't bad a bad. Bundy ganja, bundy ganja real hard. Me got herb in a me chalice vice, herb in a me tea, herb in a me
All right, Pastor, you know what? Ooh, wow, we're having a good time here. I want to say big love to Ross Bentley over there in the big J.A. I mean, passing something. Russ Bentley, what are you passing? What are you passing, Bentley? Taking out the music just a little bit on the side. Russ Bentley, what are you passing over there?
I'm here at the studio, fly at Prince Ariel, going with our meds, you know?
Our meds. Do you have any trees around you? Do you have any trees around there?
Hmm? Yeah, I have trees around here.
Okay, all right. Wanda can, let's see what kind of tree you have. Let's see. You have trees around here. Let's see how big a tree you have. Just trying to just get this up here. Hey, for all of you guys listening in on the big F-book, what is it? Big love to you. Russ Bentley have a couple of trees over there. Maybe you can, there's some folks who want to come and join you in reaping some of those wonderful things on the tree side. I don't know.
Yeah, some real fruits in the tree in the yard right now, you know?
To a yard?
fruit tree.
Fruit trees.
Few right if you want.
What is it?
Maybe I can give it a name of few if you want me to.
Yeah,
right,
you can give us some fruit.
We have nudie tree.
Nudie tree?
Nuni is a fruit that good for the body and the whole, you know.
Okay.
And we have ackee, which otherwise known as Jamaica national dish, like ackee and saltfish, you know, with dumpling, green banana and yam.
Okay.
And puko, dashi, and your name, the type of ground food, you know.
Mm.
We also have coconut, you know, good for the heart, you know, wash off the heart, you know.
Really?
Yeah, we have cherry, you know.
Oh, you got cherries, too?
Yeah, well, we have a wide variety. Cherry is a fruit. You can use it to make juice as well.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. We have breadfruit here now, where breadfruit here, you can eat it to the same national dish, which is ackee and saltfish. You roast the breadfruit on a wood fire. We call it wood fire. We use otherwise known as stick, you know.
Mm.
We use it to make, once it dry, we use it to catch a fire outside and roast the breadfruit on it. On a piece of grill, or you put it on the raw fire itself. When it roasts, it's up to you if you want to peel it and then fry it in an oil, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oil, vegetable oil, you know, coconut oil. Coconut oil, which is more preferable, you know. Or you can eat the breadfruit just like that, you know.
So what you mean. So anyway, when you do all of that thing and make up all of that good food, all right, I think you need to provide one of these trees to just listen up in a little bit. This is Russ Bentley giving us this stuff of food, but he ain't giving us the right thing. Here we go. Soon. Oh, my God.
The herb is free. Babylon is not free. They just can't stand to see this.
Try it in my head. You can carry it.
must gently just leave the trees and let them be. That's what we're talking about.
Okay. No, you got me, you know? All right, you got me right there. You got me.
Did I?
No, actually, that type of cheese, I just finished one.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe that. You had one whole tree for yourself.
Yeah, word,
word. No, I didn't. Ras Bentley. Oh, we're having a big problem here, Ross. You can't have one tree all by yourself. You know that.
So, I'm all here by myself, so you know. So I got to do it.
All right, you gotta have a tree by yourself.
Yeah, you know.
Tell me some names of some of the trees that you have around there.
Apart from the one I told you before.
Talk about the fruit trees. We talk about those trees that you had, one of those trees. Give me some of the names.
You have high grade.
High grade.
Yeah. You got the purple skunk.
Purple skunk. Now, what is that? Describe them for me.
Purple skunk is a different one with a bud. Peak. It's like... It's difficult to explain, but it's a tree where you grow, it's well groomed, and you plant it at a specific time too, as well, you know what I mean? A natural tree, good for the, it's called a natural herbs, you know?
So is it different from Cali, different from any other ones, the other names, I'm not sure of the names. How is it different?
The purple skunk give you a more higher scent, and also... The bud is thick. When you hold it on your hand, it can stay in your hand. Make your hand feel thick like you put it in a glass of honey.
Wow. So what do you do? What do you do with that?
Well, yeah, you can use the purple skunk for many things, you know. Doctor, preferably, you can use it for many different medicines. No? Well, we Jamaican, Rastafari and a whole... Burn it in them chalice or use a whistle and roll it up. And, you know, we can use it boil tea, but you have to be careful you boil the tea with it again. I don't have the full explanation how to do it with the tea, but I know if you can boil it and you sweeten it with milk, but you can't drink too much because if you drink too much and overdo it, you can cause it to go to the doctor. That's how strong it is, you know? So, but apart from that, it's good. It's how you use it. Don't abuse it.
Absolutely. Now, We're talking, I want to say big love to my Belizean in the room, big love, Belizean 9, thank you. Pionke, my darling, that is for you, sweetheart, just for you. we're doing some names of trees, so probably we could plant some trees in the yard. Now... why is Jamaica, of all a country, let's go back a little bit. Why do the government criminalize a plant that is naturally grown?
You know, as a youth growing up, that's one question we always been asked, you know, but you see, one of the things we must realize, and we have to open our eyes to the truth and learn to face the truth, because that's just the fact of life. And that's what I'm going to say, because we in a whole in Jamaica, as how, call it the right way, as well, you know, probably a doctor would name it, which is natural herbs. We more call it weed and call it weed, as you say, you know, ganja or whatever. But to me, it's an herb that is good for you in a whole. But it's all you use it at the end of the day, and abusing it. The system where them put in place where probably them look at a Rasta and say, you know, Rasta go legalize this, Rasta go have the opportunity where, you know, no people not going on work, all them going to do is think about selling weed and distribute it all over the world. You know, and to them probably think it's a drug which is bad as cocaine. But I'd rather smoke weed than smoke cocaine, because cocaine damage people, weed don't damage people, you know? When I used to go to school, when it comes to exam time, I smoke weed and I pass all of my exam, you know, in school. And I'm not going to tell you that high grade is the high grade that I pass my exam, but it gives you a meditation where you relax, you're calm, you're humble, you know. You have deep meditation, worse than you read your born a biggest split early in the morning, and you wake up and you read the Bible and you start dealing with the most high job. That's a far, you know what I mean? What? The energy we have for the day, you know, it carry, you know. So you probably feel for the next one. But it's all you smoke it, you know what I mean? That's how the smoke weed and cigarettes.
So tell me something though. Why you have to smoke and read your Bible? I don't understand it. I don't get the logics behind that.
No, it's just a deep meditation, you know what I mean?
Oh, the Bible gives deep meditation.
Yeah. Because, all right, when I read the Bible just like that, I get a meditation, and I get a good understanding. But the weed give me a different vibe. Even when I record a song, it give me a different vibe. It give me a more calm vibe. It bring out more outside of me, you know what I mean?
Ah.
Yeah. So let me think back and can have a certain enemy a drink cream soda. I mean, I never forgot when I record that song. I actually smoke about 2 spliff, and I feel... You know, my meditation was deep, and I was in a calm mood, relaxing mood. And I sing that song with a lot of feeling.
Yeah.
You know? Afterwards, when I look back and I listen to the song, and I said to myself, you know, so when Mr. Vice was recording that song here, you know, somebody actually smoked 2 nice high-grade spliff, you know, and drink a bottle of water. You know, somebody sing that song here with real feeling. Gosh. You know? So...
Tell me something now, Russ Bailey. Now, I mean, part of the water is part of the medication as well. So you drink, you smoke, and then you drink some water. I mean, does that make it more potent?
Well, you know, water is a natural resource. The earth, you know. Without water, what going to happen to you? You know what I mean? Water is life, so... Yeah, that's it.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, Pianke. Thank you so much. When I was your voice, oh my goodness. You're making me blush here, Pianke. I'm sorry. But okay. Let's go back a little bit, and you're talking about the different grades of the weed and stuff. Is there any problem? Do you see a problem? Because I'm contending that if weed was legalized, then probably some of the problems that you have with kids smoking weeds, maybe that would, some of that may change. Do you think so? Do you think that because it's illegal, people have the opportunity to buy weed that are not good? Is there such a weed that's not good that was going to be harmful to you?
Yeah, yes. Well, you have weed. Cause you have, all right, yeah, there's a different level to it because you have like bush weed. When you smoke bush weed, that don't have any scent and all of that. It make you hungry, you know what I mean? It dehydrates you, as a matter of fact.
It does.
It make you eat a lot of food, too, you know, when you smoke bush weed. Because, you know, all you do is you're not getting nothing from it.
So you're not getting a meditation. You just get hunger pains.
Yeah, and you just dry.
Mm.
Eat down the place. How
you know the difference? How does one know the difference? If you're going to choose your weed, how do you know the difference?
You can know it by the scent, and Frank is an expert in when it comes to the natural herbs, and I mean, which is high grade. You know the difference, you know? Because you have bush weed, purple skunk, you have high grade itself, and you have higher level, you know what I mean? I have people with more different weed that I don't know, who would say, yo, my weed more higher than that weed, and them have the name feet, you know? Because you have more the original name.
Mm-hmm.
For certain other trees that I don't even get the chance to even smoke it, you know what I mean?
So do you sample all of the trees or you just stick to the one you know?
Well, I'm sample many different trees, you know, but trees that I even don't even know, which is natural high grade same way as well, but you know, it's based on a man the name where he wants get the tree where he know it as, you know, but I smoke purple skunk, I smoke high grade, I've experienced bushweed where I learn how to differentiate bushweed from high grade to purple skunk, you know? Yeah. And can tell when, yeah, that one you can smoke, that one you can't smoke. Not that you dash that one you smoke, the one you can't smoke. the one that give you the vibes, you know. Make you want to sit down and write a love song, you know. Make you find some words where, gosh, you have to ask me what happened to me, you know what I mean?
All right, let me see if you can find some word. Normally we just play just the pure music, but I'm going to be just playing a Ross Bentley right now. Count your blessing, especially when you're going to get a couple of trees in that. Want to say blessing all of you, Brazil Nina, bless yourself up. And of course, my darling Pianke, I think you need one of those again. And I'm going to drop you one of those trees in the room for you. Ross Bentley joining us from Jamaica, just telling a little bit about the trees.
My mama always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
You know me going out and me coming in. When me traveling, no matter what me doing, me have to count me blessing, count me blessing, count me blessing. That's the best thing. For everything me have, everything me give, for every lick around and every positive, me have to count me blessing, count me blessing, count me blessing, count me blessing. Me know I do no wrong, make sure everything right. My blessing is a flow every day and every night. Me get up every day, you see another man a fight, but me have to give thanks and me see the sunlight. And I buy force. And I buy might, me nah go live loose cause me have one life. Me still I give thanks because me alive. And me nah play fool for the hell, me be wise. You know me going out and me coming in. When me traveling, no matter what me doing, me have to count me blessing, count me blessing, count me blessing. That's the best thing. For everything me have, everything me give, for every lick around and every positive, me have to count me blessing, count me blessing, count me blessing, count me blessing. Me stay focused, keep me head on the road. Jah and me guide and me shield and me sword. Clean up my heart and preserve my soul. The enemies, them will want my soul. Through the cup of full prophecy, I unfold. Wanted my life, trying to dig one hole. As I guide myself, and me know that for sure. Half of the story I've never been told. You know me going out, and me coming in. When me traveling, no matter what me doing, me have to count me blessing, count me blessing, count me blessing. That's the best thing. For everything me have, everything me give, for every lick around and every positive, me have to count me blessing, count me blessing, count me blessing, count me blessing. One by one, me a count me blessing. Them but my. But me, I praise the King. Give thanks in my life and everything you're doing.
Ask them to guide any way me going.
Blessed is the man who expect nothing, for he shall never be disappointed. Was the night beatitude. You know me going out and me coming in. When me traveling, no matter what me doing, me have to count me blessing, count me blessing, count me blessing. That's the best thing. For everything me have, everything me give, for every lick around and every positive, me have to count me blessing, count me blessing, count me blessing, count me blessing.
the sister, Rita Marley, Give Me Some of Your Sensei. I remember when that song first came out, I'm telling you, this is one of the songs that can give you a natural high. And of course, every Friday evening, we're here getting the high and everything ganja music. And of course, we have our guest in the room all the way out of Jamaica, where this thing is potent. The tree itself, why do we have such a problem with this tree? Even a lot of people are even scared to talk about it, and this is a natural plant that is not even an synthetic, not a drug, synthetic plant. This is natural plant. Why do we have such a problem with the plant?
Well, based on my experience growing up and learning, well, then I'm thinking something bad for your health, you know, because I'm just smoking, not good for you. And then,
but at the same time, you have tobacco that is legal. You have liquor that is legal. What is so different about this plant, though? If we have all of the medicinal purposes that we used the extract to make so many things, and at one stage here in the United States, the president, we call it hemp at that time, but I don't think there's any difference in the strains that we have now. Maybe I'm wrong, but you go to jail if you don't plant hemp in the 1800s. The oil that was in the lamp of the presidents at that particular time were hemp oil. The material that one of the flags were made on was the hemp. You had the Bible in the 1600s. The leaves were made from hemp plant. Why is this plant so vilified now? What has changed?
That's the same question everybody keep asking, you know. I mean, why not legalize it? To me, I can be real and I can be honest with it. At times when I view it, there are certain advantages to it, because you know that the Almighty set up, put things in place where, you know, rules must obey, you know, and to be followed and all of these things, you know. So your life can settle down harder and in a way where it's pleasing to the Most High, yeah? But at the end of the day, you know, having this thing here legalized in Jamaica, it have its disadvantage and it don't have its disadvantage. Because you know why?
Mm-mm.
You can't control the use of them nowadays. The youngest of the youngest, you have smoking weed. And I mean, growing in a culture and a tradition with your elder knowing you can't smoke in front of your elder, you know, because I remember, even me as a big man now, I don't smoke in front of my father. I don't smoke in front of my grandfather.
I remember even growing up, I want to say big, big love to Power 92X9. Big, big love to you. I just give you two of those big, big things inside the room. Thank you so much for coming in. Of course, guest 11408, big love to you. And thank you for coming in and joining us. Joining us is Russ Bentley, live from Jamaica, kind of giving us a view of this tree here. And of course, if you want to join in the conversation, it's 661-467-2407. If I have a whole my switchboard is full, but I know a lot of my listeners listen on the switchboard if you're out about. So please press 1 on your telephone keypad if you'd like to join in the conversation. Press 1 on your telephone keypad if you'd like to join in, or I will not disturb you there. As we were talking, let's go back and see why this particular plant is criminalized. This plant is, even just some folks don't even want you to say the word ganja or weed or the other names that are called, because it's like you're committing a crime just even talking about it. I know when I started doing this show, I mean, there are some folks who said, well, I'm not going to listen to your show because you are supporting weed. And I'm just saying, huh? I mean, this is a natural plant. This is not something that man has made. You know, we're good at making all of those kind of stuff. But why wouldn't you not listen to a plant that maybe it's in your medicine? Why don't you even want to call the name? Because it's illegal. Yeah, but the same illegal plant, it is serving a medical purpose in a lot of the things that you probably don't even know. So what's the problem? I myself have never used the plant. I'm not sure that I will ever. Maybe one day I should try. I don't know, but it's just not in. It's not
It's just not in your requirements at this present point.
Oh, somebody says the government don't know how to tax this. The government does know to tax this. So, I mean, definitely.
I can say something. See?
Sure.
Okay. We're going to look at life in the realest way and in the simplest way, because that's how I think life is. The simplest of things, not the biggest of things. Take, for example, I'm not straying from the topic that you're discussing. A orange juice, right? You have a 1 gallon orange juice inside of your fridge, right? And you have a 1 gallon aloe vera. We Jamaican call it single Bible.
Mm-hmm.
World known it as aloe vera. In Jamaica, it's a very... To pick get the natural fruit itself and to make it, it's literally bitter in a sense. And I say, to be honest with you, I don't think you're alone. I don't think you can drink off a glass, you know, but you have some people who have the heart to do it. Now, if you have aloe vera inside of your fridge with a gallon of orange juice as well, which one you think will finish faster?
Well,
if you have a family living with, say, probably about 6 people, the orange juice can finish the fastest and leave the aloe vera, because reason being, the aloe vera bitter, that's how they look at it, and then they must say, oh, they don't want nothing bitter for drink. The orange juice, I'm going to drink it, and at the end of the day, the orange juice is good for you, yes, because if you have flu,
the thing about it too, Raz, is what our palate is used to. Let me bring in somebody else in this conversation. 704, good evening, you're on the mic with Dr. Evan Russ Bentley, live out in Jamaica. Hello, good evening.
Yeah, am I on? Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on.
I say the government don't know how to tax it, because as you see, I'm calling from the U.S., Charlotte, NC. As you can see, everything has taxes on it. You have gas that has taxes. You have sales tax. You have everything that's taxes. And what do taxes go to? The government. And since everybody wants this to be legal, because it is a herb. It's not a drug. It's the purest thing that you can have for your body, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the government feels like...
So you think if the government gets an opportunity to tax this, then finally it will become legal? So you're telling me this is about money, somebody trying to make money out of this?
You know it is. You know it is. The government just wants to get richer. That's why it's not legal. The government just wants to get richer. They want to know how they can make money off of this. If you sell, if the store sells a nick bag, a 5 bag, boom, they at least want 10%, 20% of that tax right there.
Well,
they want to tax it. They want to make money off of it.
Well, do you know, like in the 1800s, in Virginia in the 1800s, they used weed as a form of monetary exchange too. If you could use weed to buy, I mean, the government hadn't at one time, money was short, and they used the weed to as a form of monetary exchange for goods and services. I mean, to know that today, this is what I'm asking, what has changed? Why this has become so vilified? You know, you catch a young youth with a little spliff and it's almost that his life is over.
That's the money.
Do you think if the government find a way to tax it, then we'll get then it will be legal?
Oh yeah, it will. It will. Mm-hmm. Just when they can figure out how much money they can take, they can get out of it. Because as you know, everybody wants it. Mm-hmm. It's like a trend now. So boom, if you can go into the stores, but you know you're gonna have to be at least 18 or 21.
Uh-huh.
But that really doesn't mean nothing.
But here, if we have tobacco, if we have alcohol in terms of as far as my research says, you don't have people who smoke, having accidents like the drunken driving thing. Look how many lives that has taken, and it is still illegal. It's still legal. Why is it then weed that is not taking lives? Why is that illegal? So illegal though. Why can't they find a way to collect their taxes and relieve the burden of the young folks? Because you know, too many people have been affected by just having some weed, simple weed. And I'm not really, you know, saying that people should get up and go smoke or do any of that thing. But I'm talking about the lives of young people that are being messed up for something that just grow naturally, you know, just about, and have been proven to have medicinal value.
But you see, can I say something? There's a thing. I think one of the problems with the government is that it's not a thing where it can be controllable. So no matter what they do, they control it, even if they put a tax, even if they put tax on it. Okay, you know? Because look at water, for example. The Almighty give me water for drinks, sweep on the face of her. Yet still they run water, and they charge a monthly bill for water. But yet still they still have people out there who still get water for free. You know what I mean? Still use light for free in Jamaica. So then again, that's probably one of the main reasons why I keep beating them. They're not going to be able to control the tax for it. And then the consumption of tax for it is going to be very big. But getting that all those tax and cannot control it. Because you got people all over the globe that sell weed. But it's all, then again, you're going to differentiate the good weed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because this is where I think the problem is. If you have bad weed out there, legalizing this will give an opportunity to regulate it, to make sure that if it's selling the store, that is good quality. You know, you don't have people tainting it with different stuff, which is a big part of the problem. In California, I mean, you can get your little card in some places in California. I know probably Orange County is not legal there in terms of that particular town. But most everywhere in California, I think you can get your little card, and you can even grow a plant or two, at your house as well. And plus you can get you can go to what they call them, lounge, and sit down and do your thing there.
Okay, that sounds good. That's good. That's good. That's good.
Caller 704, do you have anything like that in the Carolinas?
It's definitely not legal in the Carolinas. The Carolinas, I feel like North and South Carolina, they're Republican states. You never really knew anyone from North Carolina or South Carolina to be actually a well-known Democrat. So therefore, with the Republicans, I feel like they just want to have everything for themselves. They don't want to give back. They don't want to do anything for the poor. The rich is going to get richer, and the poor will get poorer. That's how they want to do it.
So are you saying that they're taking all the weeds for themselves?
Most definitely.
It's possible.
Most definitely. I agree with him.
It's possible. Everyone needs a good little blunt in their life, a good little spliff in their life. It would calm you down.
Wow.
You
I want to say big love to 24. Big love, 24. Thanks for dropping in. Definitely, we're talking about the big, beautiful tree here and why is it criminalized. And we're doing some good music along with that. Live from Jamaica is our expert, Mr. Ross Bent, who knows all about them trees. So, and we have our guests also from the Carolinas trying to say, when is this tree going to be legal? When is it okay that man and man can walk down the street and just do their thing in peace? That's what this is all about, smoking them weed in peace. That's what I'm saying here. I'm going to play a nice little tune for you. Let me see. Okay, Josie Wells. I'm going to give you Josie Wells 704, and you can relax yourself. So here it goes, Josie Wells for you.
I want a dun-dun-dun slum then, amen. I want a dun-dun-dun, ribbit. From the chalice, get the Babylon high run. Get the coin, go clean up the machine gun. Come in the dance, one come run dreadlocks. So we stop the burn. Jah know we stop the burn. Bang with the land, do the land, do the end. In at the dance early one Friday night. Me and me virgin just a burn guns a pipe. Rip out the road and then we sight a bright light. Babylon a coming a in red, black and white. Coming a the dance, want to give a fight. It a be done. Jah know it a be done. Lord, from Inspector Corporal to Sergeant, the whole of them have a gun in a them hand. Push down the jam gate, man. They move your hand when you sign Babylon. Then them lean up in M16 in a corner. And him jack up himself on a stool. Say dreadlocks man, you take Babylon be fool. Banja pipe is my favorite tool. I am on a bond this summer for a training school, Lord. It a be born. Jah know it a be born. One of them said to I, Josie Will, give me some ganja or you're gonna jail. Me just dip in my pocket for your whistle, Lord. And one big stick up the strong ganja. Then me fling into a sprint of cocaine. Now that God is must touch the Babylon brain. Him step a wrap up a traffic commissioner. Then a wrap another traffic the lawyer. Then a wrap another traffic the teacher. Wrap another traffic the doctor. Now the lawyer and the doctor confess. Ganja pipe is a thing we're harmless. On it on your belly and it mash up your chest. It's a big bird. Jah know it's a big bird. Lord, pass the chalice cause I don't care. Now fist and pull on me up and you have a twist fear. Can't go to foreign if not have a plain fear. Can't buy one foot and shoot me must buy a pair. Round the corner me have a draw down in a gear. If me can't count, I'm just a sling on the spear. If I must stand up in a half a tree square. Inspector Sergeant, Brigadier could be there. Right now, I'm in foot is a box of beer. You can bet your life that the chalice is there. I don't care. No, no, I'm not care.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. The big, big tune from Mr. Josie Well. 24 blessings and long time don't see. You're not supposed to stay away this long. I want to say big, big love to guest 1140. I send you something in the room there. Guest 13557. Bless of yourself. And of course, my dear. I 8-1 first, bless you. Brazil 9, hey. You know what? You're supposed to be having a good tree over there. My darling Pionke, that's for you there. Power, thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in. Give your good vibration there on what's going on with the big tree, the big tree, the big tree. Our expert calling in directly from Jamaica, Ras Bentley over there in Jamaica, where some of the best... Do you think that Jamaica has the best weed, Ras?
Well, I've never sampled. To me, yes. But then again, some might disagree and say I'm unfair, you know?
Uh-huh.
But to me, it is.
No. I remember... growing the weed is a very, very delicate plant and requires some amount of precision. There's some men who don't get them weed from any other man but certain people. If that man don't have his weed, they ain't gonna smoke nothing. Why is that? And why is that important to know where your weed is coming from?
Because well, it's not everybody have an experience how to grow the plant. That's a very delicate plant to grow.
And, explain a little bit to us what you mean by that. What kind of the plant has to have?
Okay, it has to know when to get water, know when to get the sun, and I mean, and there it can't be in a too much climate, and it cannot get too much water as well, because it kill the plant, where you might see it just grow. You have a big tree and become, we would have classed it as worthless, no make sense, useless. You know, get what you're really looking for out of the tree. You know what I mean?
Oh.
But you have to be certain, it don't take chemical.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not.
Proper pH, I'm told in the room, proper pH, you have to have the proper pH. And that has to do with soil, the particular soil, how much water, how much sunshine, all of that. Now, do you think because of it's illegal and somebody has to try to get this weed out quickly before Babylon come in and take over and destroy the weed, that chemicals are being used with the weed that is causing a problem?
Well, I don't think even if they do take it over, they're going to be able to control it in that term. Because there are so many people growing it. It's countless, the amount of people who grow it. You know what I mean? It's countless.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what I mean? As I said before, people go and want to create their own business where the competition might long-term get drawn out. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know...
But it's not everybody, I mean, everybody's going to plant it, though. Some people want to plant it. It's like tobacco. Do you think, really, though, like tobacco, if it's legal, people going to lose the desire to have the plant, to smoke it? Do you think so?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So you don't think that is going to lose its luster?
No. No, because, I mean, I'm like, no, I don't think so. Because before, I mean, this thing is coming from before you and I, you know what I mean? It's from way back then till now, and it just, like, continue. It's like it's a tradition. It's a culture that just keep going on and on and on and on. So I don't think so. I don't think it's going to happen.
All right, let's hear a little bit of what Little John has to say about this.
Look how the world goes, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look how the world goes so wide. I cried in the name of our God. I thought of it more than that. I'm not afraid of the lash over my back. I'm not afraid of the lash over my back. I'm not afraid of the lash. Oh no, look how they work on the wall. I cry for me, they go abroad. I talk of the smoke and dust. Sometimes I go through my bed.
You have the poverty and you have the lower and upper class. And you have the middle class. well, they don't let you toast to them. As just a Bob Marley say, you know, only you can free yourself from mental slavery. Until we, the people, realize, listen to me, it's not a man using a whip slashing you over your back. It's just your brain. I know you live on a man come a brainwash you and I tell you this and I tell you that. Because the man who I tell you them foolishness, still, they smoke it. They might not smoke it up front to make the thing look obvious here, but they do. They do smoke it. You know what I mean? Don't be surprised them good. It could have feed them, clothe them, and help them get some serious money in their pocket under this guy. Because, you know what I mean? You can't trust them. So all they do is brainwash the ghetto people them, and make it seem as if this thing is very dangerous for you. It's unhealthy for you. You know, so, you know what I mean? If them catch you with it, they're going to lock you with it, so they now legalize it. And then to them, them legalize it, you know, but to you, it's not legalized.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take another big, big one here. One of my favorites.
I am a Jew. I got a job to do. I am a Jew. you must have a front. They make you an outlaw just to take a little joy. A cop, a little bus. Grow a little crop. Here come the cops, but I'm not gonna stop. Smoke till it drops. Gonna stay red till the day I'm dead.
Lighting up your split. So, tell me something, Ross. What age suits somebody really? You would think that would be an age responsible to smoke the tree.
Okay. Well, to be honest with you, with a like for a gentleman like me, who's a father, and I got two lovely daughters. I would say age of consent, you know what I mean? 18, 16, 17, 18.
Mm.
Because you have to be careful, you know, because this thing is a highly medicated thing that you're smoking, you know, and it can be in your blood where it's strong, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be, if you're going to smoke it at a young age, you must be properly taught how to smoke it, you know what I mean? Don't follow some people who smoke out 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 spliffs a day, or even more. You know what I mean? Have to know how to control this thing, because you have people who do that, you know what I mean? Smoke called a chalice, you know? And it's not everybody can manage the chalice, you know? So, okay, but I would say 18, you know?
So if you see your little young man, you have your thing turned up to, you're listening to yourself, so I'm bouncing back a lot. if your little young man come or your young lady come and say, well, Pops, I know you spoke the tree, you know, I want to try too. They're 17, 16. What would you say to them?
Well, not facing that experience as yet. You put me in a position where I need to prepare for that. But then again, is how you youth. People might have a different perspective than me. Well, for me, I would say there's a reason for everything in life. So I would question why you want to smoke it. And you know that everything you do in life, there's a reason. Why you want to smoke? Why you think you should want to have a chance to have the smoke of a high-grade weed now at the age of 17, 18? What's your reason? You know what I mean? Because my reason, as I gave it before, to all a good meditation, you know? That's my reason for smoking, I agree. You know? Read my Bible and smoke a spliff, you know what I mean? Or my devil, my wife will advise me, but no big spliff. And make a rhythm go and bounce. Or, you know, whatever it is, it just to give me a vibe, you know?
Mm-hmm. Your son is going to come to you and say, Dad, I want to hold a vibe. He's 16. And I'm seeing you're hesitating to really. Yes, man, come on, come sit down and join your pops and take your first weed smoke. It's very difficult, although you yourself start at an early age. I will talk a little bit more about that. We come back and listen to this sound here coming up.
The herb is free. Babylon is not free. They just can't stand to see this little tree.
Name Radio Show. This is your host, Doug Avraham, joining me live out of Jamaica, Ross Bentley. He'll be joining us sometime next week, and he's going to be showcasing his big music, and we'll have an in-depth interview with him next, maybe Thursday or Friday, one of those 2 days. But in the meantime, he's the expert on the trees. Do you think that destroying these trees isn't really, really doing anything to the environment?
Yeah.
Any
tree destroying a hole, this doing something to the environment.
But the plant, you have to take it down to smoke it, though.
That's the thing, you know what I mean? This is a plant. All right, but this is a herb. But I don't know, this is a herb. And I mean, so it's not a tree that grow to a point where it gives the earth water, you know? Like how you have to keep the place cool. Like if you want to keep relaxed on that tree, like where I am now, I'm relaxing on that tree even though it's night, you know? It plays cool. You know what I mean? This is a different tree. This tree is totally different. Have its own concept.
How tall the tree is?
It can grow to probably about 6 feet. But it depends. Because to me, the shorter it is, the more bud you get. The more bud you get from it. To me, the more shorter it is, the more bud you get.
And the more bud you get, meaning that's what you smoke?
Yeah, you know, you have more stuff to smoke and you can get a lot, you know what I mean? Oh, it depends on how big the tree is. You can get probably up to a pound, you know what I mean, when weighing it and all of these things, you know?
1 pound out of a tree?
Yeah.
Now, can you just pick a little bud and it regenerates itself, or, you know, you pick it and the tree goes away? I mean, how does that work?
Well, what it is, that tree,
mm-hmm.
No matter what you do, one single wheat seed can give you over 1,000 wheat trees.
Wow.
So that tree is kind of dead. And I mean, have seed, one bud can give you more than 1 acre a wheat tree.
Wow. So when the government trying to say they can get rid of it now, this is an impossible thing then.
Totally.
Darn.
They can't do that.
Oh, my goodness. I want to say Desi Roots. We'd feel we come back.
Where wheat plains used to land, in comfy by Cali, in comfy by Cali, in comfy by Cali. Tell me you come Cali. Wheat fields are gone now, can't blame the sun. Raided by soldiers, caught up in Babylon. About danger, drug addiction,
Those of you who are out there on Facebook, good evening to you. Those of you who are going to be listening to the show in archives, I want to thank you so much for hanging in with us. I want to invite you to come and sit and relax here in the chat room and maybe give me a call and chat to me. 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. Pionke, that's for you, my darling. I ate one first, of course. First. Mwah! That one's for you, too. Big love to Russ Bentley joining us live from Jamaica, where there's a lot of the trees. Do you think, Russ, that there is some countries that don't have a tree?
I hope not.
You know, I've never thought about that, that there's maybe some country in the world that I have to research to see if there's any part, how long does a tree take to mature?
Well, it depends, because when you plant, in Jamaica, we plant the seed when a thing called full moon. And okay. within, I think 3 to 4 weeks, the seed mature and grow to a level which is about 6 inches, 8 inches tall out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you transplant it from that where you plant the seed and plant it in a more open lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it can take up to probably, say, it depends on the type of tree again. Because, you know, people, all the creatives nowadays, scientists are getting now a fast and other things we and things that they're not supposed to do. Probably you can find a tree grow within 2, 3, 4 months, when originally probably 5 months, 6 months before it give you that thickness and the realness and the original scent that you're supposed to get, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, you know, supposed to get the original growing, because, say, for example, you know, about a load of people with, like, about probably 50 people. Just by me entering it, I can know if somebody have purpose skunk weed on them or a high grade weed on them. I can know.
Wow.
That means it's well cured, it's well mature, and everything well get the right grooming, growing and water and nourishment, you know, everything.
Nice.
All of that.
Oh my goodness. Yes, sir. I hear you. Let's go, Mr. Sizzler, and see what he has to say.
The most
about
high,
yeah, blaze up the chalice. Yeah, we smoke marijuana every day. I'm just
fucking in peace. I'm just sitting on the wall.
Marijuana is the whole of sacraments. Yeah, we move whenever time we pray to the most high. Yeah. Big
black and that's much better. We'll be using marijuana forever. So they can go and criticize and say whatsoever. Send them by any sketch of some crack on the same and never. From New York to Arizona, I'm a feeling for a bud. And then I know it is the ganja. It's the one and only love. Kiki, what a master. Possess the best gun from the west. And when it comes to the high grade, Jamaicans, we only smoke the best. Ganja in my brain. So the bullets beat, but me no fire, no gunshot. Smoking no cocaine. Now earth me be one spliff, and I me kill right clip. Ganja in my brain. So the bullets beat, but me no fire, no gunshot. Smoking no cocaine. That's much better. I'll be smoking marijuana forever. They can go and criticize and say whatsoever. Speaking marijuana, that's what I prefer. But to live and live your life as who you can, that's much better. I'll be smoking marijuana forever. So they can go and criticize and say whatsoever. Oh, ganja in my brain. So the bullets beat, but me no fire, no gunshot. Smoking no coke. The earth may be one spliff and a me kill right clip. Ganja in my brain. So the bullets weed, but me no fire, no gunshot. Smoking no cocaine. The earth may be one spliff and a me kill.
Alright, alright. You think that is the tree an addictive plant?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it is.
Oh, you don't?
I don't think it is. Me, I don't think.
So you can get up and stop using this tomorrow if you so will, or tonight?
Yes, if it comes to the test, yes, I can. It's your mind and your heart, you know, you believe killing is cure, don't. So it's what you tell yourself.
Ah.
I'm not saying that if I decide that tomorrow I'm going to stop smoke weed, I might, because, you know, influential is a hell of a thing, you know what I mean? Because I might be here, tell myself, and then one day I just find myself doing it, that, and I tell myself, I did not, because as I tell you, weed, it gives you a vibe. So you might know, man, knowing me, when I have a vibe, so I need a vibe, but just burn a tree, you know what I mean? And after that, all I meant. And do whatever comes after with it. As long as it's something positive I'm doing, you know?
Okay.
Music, different Bible, or may I will a deep reading, or may I reason with somebody, have a deep and a positive meditation with them, you know? Or I try to seek.
Some
average, you know?
Yeah, I see. All right. The ganja man, that's who we talk about, Save Tooth. And we're going to be right back.
Sabatooth, you see, yeah. To the nation, the good old indica. The tree plant for Solomon Graham. Don't take crack and cook him, you till the blow of the brain. Tell them, what me say? Ganja man, drop in the telephone, chalwa. Ganja man, build the weed in and the whistle. Ganja man, drop in the board and the knife. Cause tonight, we're going to smoke the chimney. Ganja man, come if we do some farming. Ganja man, come if we blow up the garden. Plant good seed, cause
blow up the garden. Ganja man come every plant good seed. Cause tonight we a go smoke good weed. But Marley J. Camilla is a band ganja man. Peter Dutch, free eye is a band ganja man. Tony Rebel Connect Silk is a band ganja man. Burro Bantan, Mucho Bantan is a band ganja man. Ian Sweetness, he is a band ganja man. Tabato, Terra Pablo is a band ganja man. Dennis Rose, he is a band ganja man. Them a smoke, then see me a oh, long, long, long. The hip hop singer, soul singer.
Dr. Alva, listening to us all over the world this evening, all of you guys who like to take this for medicinal purpose. I know it's strictly medicinal purpose, and some folks like to take it for relaxation. No, not relaxation, strictly medicine. Welcome back, all of you folks over there on the Big WW, those of you in our chat room right here, those of you on Ustream, and those of you in who are going to be listening in on the archives. Thank you so much, and thanks so much for your support. And on the Friday night, every Friday night right here, the Caribbean Radio Show, we take you to the higher level. Yes, and we do it naturally. All music that celebrate the weed, whether or not you smoke it, drink it, or you take it for medicinal purpose, you wear it, read on it, burn oil with it, use it for soap, whatever, how many million different things, get your rope on with it too. We just here giving some praise and trying to understand what is this all about. Is this just a political drama by government to control? How dangerous is this? All of a sudden, our founding fathers were in the business of the farming, and all of a sudden, automatically, and for whatever reason, it becomes illegal where you are just, the weed is criminalized, and all those people who use it are too as well. For a danger, become dangerous, and just can't find any common sense to it. Russ, do you think that at any point soon, Jamaica would consider legalizing the plant?
In my view, it's a 50-50 chance. We would love to, definitely. You know, we would love to, definitely.
What is Jamaica's reason for making the plant legal?
Well, they think it's a criminal offense, you know what I mean, to smoke weed. They think it's not, they have a lot of reasons, but maybe they say it's not healthy for you, smoking is not good for you, because I would more smoke weed than smoking a cigarette.
No, but what I'm saying is because of pressure from the United States or Jamaica, just, you know, out of the blues, like everybody said, well, you know, this is not good for our citizen. What is this? Is that pressure from U.S.?
Well, I'm not going to be able to tell if it's a pressure from the U.S. because I don't think they want. Well, then again, they don't want it in their country. You know what I mean? Even though it's there, you know, uncontrollable and behind our control, you know. But that is one of the main reasons, I think. But there is more of a reason to it. But, you know, I would have to do a research and find out more of the reason.
Mm.
You know, but I think that is one of the main reasons. Also, based the criminal activity in Jamaica and how it would react. How it would, it probably, it wouldn't be controllable by selling it in a Jamaica. Then, to go outboard, that would be another difficult situation again. You know? Because, you know, everybody go on import. I don't want to export the weed. You know, everybody
but,
I don't want to
but,
keep.
But I You can't export it if it's illegal somewhere. I mean, legally export if it's illegal elsewhere. Or everybody would want to come to Jamaica in order to get the weed if they think Jamaica has a better quality, and also if they think that they can just sit and enjoy the weed without nobody bothering them, they'll probably take the trip to come to Jamaica to do that. Are you still there?
Yeah, that's right. And that is one of the, I'm still here. And that is one of the next things, too, you know, people want to come to Jamaica just to smoke weed. And I think, you know, that people does that, you know, people do that.
Okay.
People do that. But you're just not seeing them up front, you know, to say, well, all right, yeah, but they're not showing it up front to say, all right, yes, I'm doing this. When I come to Jamaica, I'm smoking the highest set of weed to get a vibration, you know what I mean, to hold a deep meditation, you know, to chant the fire, you know. You know, all our vibes as Rastaman, they would say, put it, you know?
So, what when you smoke, it kind of slow you down? Describe what it is for somebody smoking weed. Describe that for me.
Based on my experience, weed, it don't smoke, slow me down. It put me in a different world where if you approach me, reason, have a positive reason. Say you want to reason with me about something. Well, my approach to you is sitting down, you know, I think very deep, and based on whatever topic you reason with me about or whatever your problem is, I try to encourage you and motivate you in the best possible way that I can. You know what I mean? Otherwise, I'm that. I smoke weed and get a vibes where if I want to write a song, you know, or a freestyle, you know, you probably play a rhythm in the studio and they open the studio door where music are play loud. You know, you have all 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 artists in the backyard of the studio. And I'm a well of vibe, so you might find me freestyle something that next DJ feel a vibe, so because he might smoke a weed, he must just a bonus flip and it give him a vibe, so him freestyle something. You know, you find words where at times it's unexplainable to find them. Again, you know, you said things that, I mean, it's all positive, not negative. That's what it do to me, you know.
All right. Well, you heard it from the man. You heard it from the professor himself, Mr. Russ Blenty, live out of Jamaica, just giving his experience of the weed. We got a couple minutes left to go. 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. What is your take on the weed? Yeah. Oh, is this a bad thing? Is this for medicinal purpose? Does it really have any medicinal property? Or is it just folks who just want to get high? We'll talk some more about it.
Man, I'm ganja breed. Me get high, pop me chronic till me eye dem a bleed. If you walk in, I know it's speed. I just no peace, I me weed, I me fire, me need. Cause man, I'm ganja breed. Me get high, pop me chronic till me eye dem a bleed.
hard on the hard, hard, hard. I want to ask you, in the Jamaica, do you think that really you can get a real, real vibes without smoking a weed? I mean, for you, once you start smoking the weed, you have to use it to get that vibration.
Right, that's true. But yes, it can get a vibe without smoking weed, of course. You know, yes, it can. I do, because I do get vibes without smoking weed.
Why is it that in terms of when you talk about music, in music, it's synonymous with say herb. Why is it synonymous with herb?
Well, I think to be honest with you, I would use two words: blessing in disguise.
It is.
Yeah, it is. That's my honestly opinion.
All right, well, it's a blessing disguise for those of you who want to be musicians and just relax yourself. Hey, the bless. So, would you say the herb make you violent? Is it one of those, you know, like some of the other drugs that make you really do things? What kind of a stuff does a herb really make you do that you would consider it as destructive?
Well, to me, I don't think so. Because if it was that, it might be I would have done some dangerous things from the time I was smoking it. Until now. And I haven't done anything dangerous. I've never done anything dangerous out of the way after smoking a weed.
It more keep you contained more than make you and loving and gentle. You say that you're more loving and in control when you smoke the weed than... you're more likely not smoking the weed to be a little bit more aggressive, do you?
No, I wouldn't say that. Because then again, it's how you control yourself. You know, it's a human psychology thing, how you control yourself. Because you don't need to smoke weed to become humble or relaxing, you know. Because you have people who don't smoke weed. And they are comfortable, relaxing, humble, and calm. As me, we smoke the weed and get a humbleness and all a deep meditation as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think weed have to do with anything when it comes to aggressiveness and all of that. I think it's just a natural human being itself,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how you approach life.
So if you're a calm person and smoke weed, you kind of get more mellow, is right?
Well, for me, yes, I do, you know.
All right. Let's hear what Mr. Damon Marley has to say about this.
Thank you.
To Jam Rock, you know who that is. Big up yourself. Big up yourself, all of those folks who is going to Jam Rock for for a little smoke. Mr. Z, Damian Marley, welcome to Jam Rock. That's what we're talking about. Gonna take a little bit of Mr. One of my favorite. Song as well, Mr. Ziggy Marley. Coming down to the about 15 minutes, less than 15 minutes to go on this show. We got time to take a call if you want to call in and say something about the good old tree. 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. Want to say big up to my hero man, Mr. Ruler Brown, bringing good tides and joy to the little children in Jamaica. Hope you get a chance to enjoy yourself too. Get some roast breadfruit and ackee and saltfish, just like what Raz was talking about, and maybe get a tree. Or get a tree. I don't think that Mr. Hiraman fool around the tree, but you know, who knows? He just might get a tree coming his way. I'm not sure. So bless up yourself, Ruler. Make sure that you have a good time, and thank you so much for all the good things that you are doing for Jamaican kids. Big up yourself, De La Vega City, and Miss Christian, and all of those beautiful big kids with big dreams there. We're trying to help them out as well. And also remember our drum. We will be giving every single child in Jamaica, starting from the basic school, a drum. So we're looking for sponsors for a drum. We're looking for folks who are in Jamaica who makes very good drum, and we will be contracting you because we need to get at least 250,000 drums in no time. Point B, on the 2013, we hope to get the biggest drum circle in the world, culminating in a 3-day festival at some point in Jamaica that is yet to be identified. So if you have a loved one and you understand the power of the drum, donate a drum. Give us a call at 661-467-2407 or email us, Caribbean, CARIBBEAN, radio show at gmail.com. Tell us you'd like to have your name in one of those drums, maybe number one drum, of course. Maybe we will auction off number one, the number one, or maybe the first 10 drums for, you know, the highest bidder. Each drum we're looking at may cost us about $50 to engrave in. Remember, there's going to be a unique thing about this drum. It's going to be personalized, and the donor name would be on the drum, the child's name would be on the drum, a number would be assigned to the drum, and also the donor will have the opportunity to write a inspirational message on the drum for that child. Hopefully that will resonate with the child and you know, grow with them, and of course translate into something bigger than themselves or bigger than the drum. We will also have a website where All of the drums will be profiled for the name of the child, the drum. So we want to give the drum a face and have the child talk about the drum, you know, the journey of life about the drum. So if there is anyone out there who is good at making a website of this magnitude, we need your help. We need foot soldier because this has to be done. Hopefully, we start in Jamaica. It will ignite the world to bring a drum into their home, and hopefully we can knock some peace into the entire world just by the drum. It is an idea that is very, very workable. In the meantime, we're going to do some weed, and let's hear what Mr. Ziggy Marley has to say.
When it's coming, we've got a thing called Badman. They are innocent. You're part of the arm, the wrist, the index, and you don't know what's come. Oh, chronic arm. You know how we roll already. I got my rolling paper, and I got a weed iron. Yo, that's what's the right now. Yeah, hear me? Hey.
Me smoke the weed, the weed, the weed, till me eyes a bleed, a bleed, a bleed.
John, John.
Pass the trees, the trees, the trees.
Baby G.
Give me a weed, a bleed, bleed, bleed.
I'm gone just more now. Full up in a me lungs with boom. We tell me a choke. Pass me key. Now I no Pepsi and no coke. A boy a season weed that does me temper in provoke. And when it come to can it can make no mistake. I miss the me mean, but you take it to your choke. Maybe let in a room and blow the smoke from the pool. And from your safe coke, you hang yourself with a rope. A weed we a promote.
Smoke the weed, the weed, the weed.
Till what?
Till my eyes a bleed, a bleed, a bleed.
Only
just pass the trees, the trees, the trees.
My friend Rambler,
give me a whistle, please, please, please.
Yo, yo, yo. From you not share weed with no fussy where you're about. I have your own a split, roll up your hand now. I'm your ganja smoking at the air cause you're not out. Weed with your reef, with your plant, with your grout. It make your brain click, coke make your brain slow. And when you're burn the herb, it's like a heaven you walk out. A salaman graver that a fussy what you know. Rich lots of laugh and herbalist them there you know. So burn your weed slow.
Smoke the weed, the weed, the weed. Till me eyes a bleed, a bleed, a bleed.
Yo, Pearl.
Just pass the trees, the trees, the trees.
Marshall.
Give me a whistle, please, please, please.
What do I need here?
That one your name ganja smoke.
No.
Full up in a me lungs with boom weed till me a choke. Pass the key, key now I no Pepsi and no coke. A boy have seized a weed that does me temper in provoke. And when it come to chronic, you can't make no mistake. I mistake me mean, but you take it as a joke. Build it in a room and blow the smoke from the boat. And from your snake coke, you hang yourself with a rope. Weed we a promote. No.
Smoke the weed, the weed, the weed. Till me eyes a bleed, a bleed, a bleed.
A full.
Me want your pass the tree, the tree, the tree.
Baby, give me a whistle, please,
please, please.
I know, Dad, you never do that. You never do that at all. Well, hey, thank you so much for coming in. I haven't seen you all week. You know, sure, I do miss you. I miss you. Just coming in. A satin tree. you want the satin tree? Oh, my goodness, of course. Hey, we have within the studio this week, our virtual studio, we have Life from Jamaica. So you can order a satin tree from Jamaica, Dad. you can order a satin tree from Jamaica. I want to thank you so much, Russ, for just keeping my company. It's been about 2 hours of it, giving your expert opinion. Expert. Expert opinion on the tree itself, live out of one of the places that they say you get the best weed. And just want to thank you. Hope to have you back in the house sometime next week, where we'll feature your song and chat a little bit about your music. Just have a good time. And maybe you'll bring a couple of roast breadfruit and some ackee and saltfish where you're coming. That would be wonderful and nice as well. So thank you. Being busy. You're being busy, Dad. Oh, being busy is not a bad thing. How is the young man, you know? Just big up to the young man. And once you're busy, you're good. You're good. What's the love to I-8? I-8 one first. That's for you. Guess of the long, big number. 6 week turnaround now. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I see. Guess 1140. Thank you so much. And, of course, my wonderful, wonderful friend, Dad. And the little man is good. That's what we like to hear. Wonderful. Want to say big love to all of you out there on the big WW. Those of you who are on the big F-Book, thank you so much. Those of you on Ustream, whoa, thank you. Pionke, wherever you went to, thank you so much. Again, 24, thank you. Sister Camille, big up yourself. Want to say also big love to Jennifer, Caribbean Lady, all of those big guys. Want to say thank you so much. And Russ, thank you so much if you're still hanging on.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
I could have swore you got dropped off. So you join us sometime next week, and we'll talk about the music. And in the meantime, you want to heal up anybody while you're here?
Yeah, man, just want to big up my mother, you know. Heal up the most high, King Celestia, Jack Rastafari, you know. And I've big up my two daughters, you know what I mean? I'm a present baby mother, you know. Destiny Bentley, Shemini Bentley, you know what I mean? And Destiny Bentley, you know. Big them up, you know. Love to them, love goes out. And to all the fun in the world, you know? Bentley is here, and we're coming. And we're coming to preach a message, you know. Even about the trees, the ice of the grapes, you know. The smoke. Make you fly like, you know, yeah, full of vibes, you know. Not only about the cheese, you know, but the clean message with positiveness to the world to make them know. So one love, one heart, one aim, one destiny. We're all one blood, you know. Love is the key. Love conquer all evil. You know, it's time for us to unite and no segregation. There's no difference between rich and poor. We all are one, you know. We need to look out for each other. So... more love and more strength, and give thanks for the interview, Empress. Much love goes out, and I'm very grateful to you for, you know, keeping the company. It was a pleasure doing it, you know, and I have full joy for the best, you know.
We certainly enjoyed here, full joy here as well. And we want to thank you, and look forward to having you in the studio sometime Thursday or Friday coming up off this week. Yes, there's Russ Bentley out in the woods, the place where the wood and water, everything is nice and green and flourishy. And the smiles are beautiful on the Jamaican folks over there, with the good, certainly reggae music, and some good trees somewhere up there, and some good coffee, and all of the good things of the beautiful white sand beaches. Blessing to all of you listening, and thank you so much. And I want to say to you, good night, good night, good night. And of course, it's nighttime, and when it's nighttime, the girl gonna make some love, some good love, and she says, take care of the one you're loving. Have a good night, and we are out of here.
White powder dilute them brains. And I see people getting hooked every day on crack and cocaine.
Well, I ain't got some sense in me in my backyard. And before the informers go track yard, I send a message to the Sarge, just to let you know, before they make you know, I've got that dark and sense in me, yeah, grooming in my backyard. Oh, if I had spoken, I got me a promote, he ram bam bam bam, like the man with the crack and food. If I had spoken, I got me a promote, sense in me, yeah. Hey, I send the sign and see the crack boat sinking. Many know the outcome and still because of his case. Guns and using of cocaine and heroin, living life without a meaning. Mr. Farmer Man, till this island planted, dealing off the nation, get the youth they want it. Can't get addicted and you could never abuse it. Coke and crack, me I beg you, just refuse it. Man has spoken, and that me a promote. In grandpa verbalize the man with his drug and food. Earth man has spoken, and that me a promote. Me a few found this sense in me, yeah. Constantly each day, them legalizing gay and locking up the youth with sense in me, yeah. What them a portray, me sight them from full play. And who let in the art just from the scene, yeah. I need to mash up the youth them head, and it's around the old place, hey, hey. I and I burn the earth to all our meditation, well. And we did my birth sacrifice, I have to give thanks and praise. If man a smoke, oh Lord, you see, hey, we burn it. Naja and the coca, roll on. And as they begin out the white powder, dilute them way. And I see so many people getting hooked on the crack and cocaine every day. Well, I and I got some sentinella in my backyard. And before the informers go drag yard, I send a message to the Sarge, just to let you know, before they make you know, I've got a dark and sense in me, booming in my backyard. Hey, you can just go, and that me up from both. You can bump up with me, you want me to be the drug on food. You can just go, and that me up from both. You can bump up around.